You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A safe haven baby box may soon be coming to central Wisconsin thanks to the efforts of a local resident. Linda Casper lives in Grand Rapids, and she brought the idea to Jeff Penscover.
And then, of course, he knew who to connect me to.
Penscover is an older person for the city of Wisconsin Rapids and also serves on the Wood County Board of Supervisors. He connected Casper with Sue Smith. She's the Wood County Health Officer and Director of the Health Department. Smith said the idea of installing a safe haven baby box in Wood County aligns with her own beliefs.
I recall a sad situation in Wood County around 2019 with a baby being found. And if this saves one baby, it is so going to be worth the effort.
Just having the box doesn't mean it will inevitably be used to surrender an infant. Casper says when the door is opened, there's information inside that offers additional options.
They can talk to someone on the hotline. Then they can go to a police department if they feel comfortable with that, or go inside the fire department, or go to a hospital, and then they could do a face-to-face.
There are 7 baby boxes in Wisconsin, but the closest ones are in Reedsburg or Green Bay, and the rest are around Milwaukee.
It's going to serve the greater central Wisconsin area.
The proposal will come before the city council for a vote this fall.
If it fails here in Wisconsin Rapids, we're going to try for Stevens Point or Marshfield or Wausau.
Casper's team would like to make this a reality in central Wisconsin.
A baby changes everything. A lot of joy can be brought, but you know, if that person just feels they can't do it, the option will be there for them.
Working with city officials has been rewarding, and Casper encourages others to not be afraid to share their ideas.
There's a lot of good things that can happen from a small seed.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is distributing free drug testing strips. Joanne Krulatz reports.
More than 131,000 xylazine strips will go to community organizations. The test strips can let a person know if drugs contain xylazine, a veterinary tranquilizer that is unsafe for humans and is sometimes mixed into street drugs. Xylazine can increase the risk of fatal overdose and cause serious skin infections. DHS will also renew a statewide naloxone standing order for pharmacists, allowing pharmacies to continue to distribute the overdose reversal medication.
A competency hearing in Portage County finds the defendant, John L. Schulfer, competent to proceed. The case stems from charges filed in late July in connection to the double homicide in the town of New Hope on July 6th. Schulfer's parents, Paula L. Schulfer, age 52, and Dale S. Schulfer, age 53, were found shot to death on their property in Portage County. 35-year-old John L. Schulfer was taken into custody after exiting from the back of the home on the night of the incident. He was shot by a Portage County law enforcement officer and transported to the hospital. According to a press release from the Portage County DA's office, while at the hospital, Schulfer admitted to shooting both victims. He is in custody on a $2 million cash bond. Schulfer appeared in court on September 10th for his competency hearing. The preliminary hearing is scheduled for September 23rd. State Highway 13 will be fully closed in the town of Rome starting next week. The Link the Lakes Tunnel Project will begin on September 17th and continue for approximately 4 weeks. The detour route is posted and truck traffic is advised to follow the signs. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home and open a weekend series tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Milwaukee trying to snap a 3-game losing streak after being swept by the Rangers in Texas. The crew had the night off, so some of the players, including Bryce Durang, Sal Frelick, and Caleb Durbin, were at the Packers game. It was a good one. Green Bay beat the Commanders 27-18. Quarterback Jordan Love on winning 2 games in 4 days.
To start the season off 2-0, against two really good teams, you know, big playoff teams last year. It feels good. So couldn't have, you know, started the season off on a better note. So it's one thing that we just got to keep building on. But it feels great right now.
A setback for Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed, who suffered a broken collarbone. He's expected to be out 8 weeks. College football tomorrow, the Badgers at Alabama. Kickoff 11 a.m. The last time Wisconsin beat the Crimson Tide was November of 1928. Final score 15-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As I mentioned yesterday, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, opens this weekend and is getting good reviews. And Stephen King's first novel, The Long Walk, has been turned into a film that opens this weekend as well and is pulling a ridiculously high 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not too shabby for a horror film. Another big film opening in wide release is Demon Slayer Infinity Castle, an action fantasy anime film about a boy who joins an organization to track down demons who avenge his sister's transformation into a demon. The film is the final of a trilogy and reviewing incredibly well. If none of these flicks tickles your fancy, check out a couple of cool re-releases. The original Toy Story is back for a theatrical run in semi-wide release and is considered close to a perfect movie. The much older The Sound of Music returns for a limited re-release as well. So many great films, so little time, so let's go to the movies. Daniel Day-Lewis says he would have kept his mouth shut instead of announcing in 2017 that he was retiring from the movie business. During an interview with Rolling Stone, Day-Lewis dismissed his 2017 announcement. The three-time Oscar winner said about his retirement that it just seems like such grandiose gibberish. Day-Lewis added that he never intended to hang it up for good and says he just wanted to focus on other work at the time. His three Best Actor awards for the films There Will Be Blood, My Left Foot, and Lincoln are a record for a male actor. The 68-year-old Lewis said he never stopped loving the actual work, just guessing that The Irishman would be a real challenge to direct, even if you're his son Ronan, who is responsible for convincing dear old dad out of retirement so he could appear in his film Anemone, a story that explores the complexity of relationships between fathers and sons. Daniel also wrote the script with Ronan. You can check out the work of this father-son duo very soon. Anemone will be released October 10th. Flo's grits are no longer kissable. Polly Holiday, who played waitress Flo on the 1970s hit show Alice, has passed away. Flo telling a diner customer to kiss my grits was commonplace on the CBS sitcom that ran from 1976 to 1985 and made her iconic. Holiday was the last surviving member of the cast, which included Linda Lavin, who was Alice, Beth Howland, who played Vera, and Vic Tayback, who played Mel and was, well, awesome. Polly Holiday died from complications from pneumonia. She was 88 years old. If you're hoping to see Bad Bunny in concert in America, you might be out of luck. The Puerto Rican rapper says he did not include tour dates for the USA for fear of ICE raids. The 31-year-old artist, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, says he loves America and performing here, but is concerned that those who attend his show would be at risk if ICE showed up outside the venue. Bad Bunny sounds like a good dude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise partly sunny skies, and another spectacular September day with a high of 79. Tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible after midnight, a low near 60. On Saturday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 82. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.